is clearly linked together, the counting of Sfiras HaOmer to the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Emor, Sfartam Lochem Imocharos HaShabbos, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTnufo, you should start counting from the second day of Pesach on the day of the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. Similarly, the Pasuk in Parshas Riyeh tells us, Shiva Shavuos Tis Barloch, you should count 7 weeks, Mehechel Charmesh B'Kamot Tochel Lispar, that you should start counting from the day that the sickle reaches the stalks of grain, meaning on the day of the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. Since the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer depends on the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, the opinion of Rav HaRishonim, Taisus and Rashi is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only midrabanan, because we no longer bring the Korban HaOmer. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafin disagrees, and his opinion is that the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is also midiyaraisa. Even though the Pasuk links the counting of Sfiras HaOmer with the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, the Rambam's opinion is, even though we no longer bring the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer continues to be midiyaraisa. The Brisker Rav in his Chidushim al Maseches Menachos quotes the name of Reb Chaim, that the Pshat in the Rambam is because the Rambam feels, even though we no longer practically bring the Korban HaOmer, since in theory we have the possibility of bringing the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer continues to be midiraisa. The Rambam is passing the Shitasai that Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bias, even though we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, we could in theory still bring Karbonos in the Har HaBayis, even in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Rambam's opinion is, since in theory we could bring the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer continues to be midiraisa. So the opinion of Rav HaRishonim is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer depends on actually bringing the Korban HaOmer, and since we don't actually bring the Korban HaOmer anymore, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only midrabanan. And the opinion of the Rambam is that no, it depends on the theory, the fact that in theory we could bring the Korban HaOmer. We have the possibility of bringing the Korban HaOmer. That's what the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer depends upon the possibility of bringing the Korban HaOmer. And since we continue to have the possibility of bringing the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer continues to be midiraisa. Even within the opinion, though, of Rav HaRishonim, Taisus and Rashi, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only midiraisa, there seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. What exactly is the nature of this mitzvah midrabanan? In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to count days and they used to count weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, because the pasuk tells us in one place, Tiru Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days, but the other pasuk tells us, Shiva Shavua is Tisbarloch, you should count 7 full weeks. So one place the pasuk mentions days, the other place the pasuk mentions weeks. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they counted both days and weeks. So Abai's opinion is that nowadays, that Sfiras HaOmer is only midrabanan, his opinion was that we should also continue to count days and weeks. The Gemara tells him, Maseches Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Leminni Yoimi, or Mitzvah Leminni Shavui. Nowadays, the Sfiras HaOmer is only midrabanan, there's still a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. A Meimar disagrees, and he says, no, money yoimi, v'loy money shavui. Nowadays, there's a mitzvah to count days, but there's no mitzvah to count weeks. Zeicha l'mikdashu, because it's only a zeicha to what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we don't have to do the mitzvah completely. It's enough if you count days and you don't count weeks. You don't have to do the whole thing. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, clearly they counted days and weeks, but since it's only a zecher to what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, nowadays it's only midrabanan, it's enough with days and weeks. Whereas Abaye feels, even though nowadays it's only midrabanan, there's still a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And Pesach Rav explains that it could be Abaye and Ameimar are disagreeing about what is the nature of this mitzvah midrabanan nowadays to count Sfiras HaOmer in the absence of the Korban HaOmer. Because there are two halachas that are mentioned by two different sugis in the Gemara that are often confused, but they're really very different. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Samach Amud Beis that when one is building a new home, he's supposed to leave an amal opposite the front door as a zecher lechorban, that's unplastered or unpainted. So too the Gemara says, when one is making a su'uda, he's not supposed to use all the plates, he's not supposed to have all of the courses of the meal, he's supposed to leave one course out, the kisa, the harzana, the salty fish, zecher lechorban. Or when a woman is putting on all of her jewelry, she's supposed to leave out one piece of jewelry. She shouldn't put all of her jewelry on at one time. Again, zecher lechorban. She should leave one piece of jewelry out. And this halacha is based on the pasuk in Sefer Tehillim of Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkech Yemini and Loyala Yerushalayim Agroshim Chos. A person is never supposed to forget Yerushalayim, the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we have these halachas to serve as a reminder of Zecher LeKorban, to remember the grief and the anguish that we are supposed to feel over the avelos of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. The Mishneh Berurah and the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch already note that many are not as observant in this halacha as they should be, of leaving an amma by the front door. Many people don't do it. And the Paiskim suggest perhaps a limud schus as to why some people don't do it. Again, it seems like the proper thing, of course, is to do it. but many people don't. So what are they relying upon? So just b'teiras limud schus, it could be, some paiskim suggest that it's because many people buy their home from a nachri. And the nachri is not obligated to leave an amal amah by the front door. When the yid buys the house from the nachri, he's not obligated either to scratch out an amal amah of paint or an amal amah of plaster from the front door. However, many people, it's not that great of a limud schus, because many people do build their own homes, and many people do paint for the first, repaint after the nachri left the house. So if you repaint, it sounds like you're supposed to leave an amal amah by the front door. So I don't know if that limud schus is that helpful. It occurred to me, and again, this is just b'teiras limud schus, that it could be, I haven't seen it anywhere in the paiskim, that it could be that perhaps there's a limud schus as to why people don't do this, is because people feel that their homes are never complete. You see, it sounds from the Gemara, you're not supposed to have a complete meal. You're supposed to leave one thing out. You're not supposed to have, a woman's not supposed to wear all of her jewelry at once. You're supposed to leave one thing out. So too, the halacha could be of the amal amah by the front door, zeichel l'chorban, is you shouldn't have a complete home. You should leave one thing out as a zeichel l'chorban. But I think many people, it could be it's psychosis, but many people, I think it's also reality, many people feel that their homes are never complete. There's always 10 things, 15 things that they mean to do that they haven't gotten around to doing yet. You know, there's wires hanging out over here, this fixture is missing, this room is undone, and this has to be fixed, and this is broken. So many people feel that their homes are never complete products that, oh, now we're ready to leave the Zeichel l'chorban. Because the Zeichel l'chorban, as you see from the case of the meal and the case of the jewelry, is that you shouldn't have a complete meal. A woman shouldn't wear all of her jewelry. So too, your home shouldn't be fully complete Zeichel l'chorban. But many people feel that their homes are not complete at all. So they have many Zeichel l'chorbans in the house. So it could be that that's why perhaps there's a limud schus, why some people don't observe this halacha. Anyway, the halacha is you're supposed to leave a zeichel l'chorban, an amal amah, opposite the front door in order to remember the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and this is based on the pasuk, Yemeshkelcheichu Yushalayim Tishkechimini. However, that's zeichel l'chorban. But there's another halacha in the Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph called zeichel l'mikdash. It's a very different concept. The Gemara says in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so they only used to take lulav on the first day of Sukkot. They only used to take lulav all 7 days of Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Medina, they only took lulav the first day of Sukkot. That was it. You were done after the first day of Sukkot with the lulav. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesaken that throughout Eretz Yisrael, throughout the Golos, everyone should take the lulav 7 days of Sukkot, zecher, to what took place, in order to remember what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, how do you know you're supposed to make halacha, supposed to do things to remember what took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara quotes a different pasuk from the Gemara Baba Basra. Here the Gemara quotes from the pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Tziyon hi, Deresh Eilo, this is Tziyon, and no one is being Deresh, no one cares. Mechlal, says the Gemara, the boy Drisha, that you have to do things to show your interest in what took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, an interest in the rebuilding of Tziyon. So you have to have drisha, and part of that is making takanos zeichel mikdash to remember what took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not a halacha of increasing our grief, increasing our anguish, our avelos of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. This is a halacha to remember what took place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And it could be a Meimar and Abaya arguing about what is the nature of the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer nowadays in the absence of the Karban HaOmer. Nowadays, that Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan according to the opinion of Rabbi Rishonim, because we no longer actually bring the Karban HaOmer. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So a Meimar feels that Zeichel l'chorban, it's to remember, it's to increase our avelos over the fact that we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. So therefore he holds, you should leave something out. There shouldn't be the complete mitzvah. Mani yoimi, v'loi mani shavui, zeichel l'mikdash. It doesn't mean it's our terminology, zeichel l'mikdash. It means it's a zeichel l'chorban. It's a zeichel to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So why are you counting the whole mitzvah? No, you should only count part of the mitzvah to remember the grief and the anguish of the avelos of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. This is reflected as well in the comment of the Baal Amor, who asks at the end of Maseches Pesachim, how come we don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? It's only a mitzvah of Bom, Yizmal, and Zman. Why don't we make a Shechiyanu? So the Baal Amor explains that it's because here we're not happy about anything. Ein bo zeichel l'shem hano. We're not happy that we've arrived at the time of the zeichel of the Sfiras HaOmer. It's only to remind us, la'agmas nafsheinu l'chorban beis maveinu. It's a zeichel l'chorban. Therefore, how can we possibly make a bracha of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? That's the opinion of a Meimar, and that's why he feels that it's mani yoimi v'loi mani shavui. However, Abaye's opinion, no, money yomi or money shavui. Nowadays also, we should count days and we should count weeks. And it could be because Abaye's opinion is that this halacha of counting Sefiras HaYomim nowadays is not zeichel l'churban, but rather it is zeichel l'mikdash, just to remember what took place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not based on the pasuk of Meshkachech Yerushalayim, but based on the pasuk of Tzio and Hidarech Einla, similar to the takana of taking lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. And therefore, Abaye feels we should count days and we should count weeks in order to remember what took place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, comment of Taisvis and our Minuk, Taisvis writes in Mesechus Megillah on Daf Chaf Mebeis that after we count Sefiras HaOmer, we say Yiratzon Sheyibaneh Beis HaMikdash. Why do we mention after counting Sefiras HaOmer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build the Beis HaMikdash? Because either way, whether it's Zeichel HaChorban or even if it's Zeichel HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is to remind us what took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps to make us sensitive to the Aveiros of the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash in Zeichel HaChorban. So the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer nowadays is only midrabbanan according to Rav Yerushalayim, because it depends on the actual bring of the Karban HaOmer. We had perhaps two possibilities of what is the nature of the mitzvah. Is it Zeichel HaChorban or is it Zeichel HaMikdash? And according to the Rambam, the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer nowadays continues to be midaraisa, but that's only because he believes that the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer depends upon the theoretical possibility of bringing the Karban HaOmer, not on the actual bring of the Karban HaOmer. But everyone agrees that the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer depends upon the bringing or the theoretical possibility of bringing the Karban HaOmer. And this could perhaps shed some light or help us understand the perplexing comment of the Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin. The Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin is giving a list of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs esei shehazman groma, the women are potter from, and then he gives a list of mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs esei shehazman groma, they are not time-bound mitzvahs, the women are chayiv in them. So he gives a list of mitzvahs that are not time-bound mitzvahs. And this and that. In the middle of that list of mitzvahs that are not time-bound mitzvahs, the Ramban mentions Sefiras HaOmer as well. Sefiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah. He writes, what's not a time-bound mitzvah? Kibud Aviyim, Bikurim, Chala, Kisui Adam, Reishis HaGeiz, Truma and Maaser, all not time-bound mitzvahs women are obligated in. And Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah. So the Avnei Nezer in his Shuvos already asked the Ramban, how could it be Sefiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah? It's only 49 days out of the year, and it's only at night, not during the day. We'll get to it in a minute. How could it not be a time-bound mitzvah? So the Avnei Nezer writes, he thinks it's a tall cipher in the Ramban, that in the whole list of mitzvahs that he's listing, the printer threw in Sefiras HaOmer. But Sefiras HaOmer really shouldn't be there, because of course Sefiras HaOmer is a time-bound mitzvah. However, the Divrei Yechezkel suggests that it could be the pshat in the Ramban is the following. The Ramban feels that the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah because it doesn't depend directly on time. It depends on the Karban HaOmer, which in turn depends on time. And it could be the Ramban's opinion is that it's not called a time-bound mitzvah unless the mitzvah itself depends directly on time. But if it depends on something else, which in turn depends on time, that's not called a time-bound mitzvah. We find such a similar concept as well with regards to the Mishnah of Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah tells in Maseches Megillah that women are chayiv in the mitzvah Bikurim. So the Turei Evan and the Shagzaya already asked in that Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, how could women be chayiv in that Mishnah Maseches Megillah? How could women be chayiv in the mitzvah Bikurim? It's a time-bound mitzvah. It's only after Shavuos, between Shavuos and Chanukah, the mitzvah Bikurim. So how could it be? It's not a time-bound mitzvah. So the Turei Evan explains, no, it's because the mitzvah Bikurim doesn't depend directly on time. It depends on the bringing of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Now becomes time for Bikurim once you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So since it doesn't depend directly on time, it rather depends on the bringing of the Shtei Alechem, which might in turn depend on time. But the mitzvah Bikurim doesn't depend directly on time. That's not called a time-bound mitzvah. Time-bound mitzvah is only if the mitzvah depends directly on time, not it depends on something else, which in turn depends on time. Shlomo Kluger suggests that perhaps that's why he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. That's why women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham writes, women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, because it's a time-bound mitzvah. However, Shlomo Kluger and the Cheshek Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch argues with the Magen Avraham, and he suggests, no, it could be that women are chayiv in, I've never seen, well, women usually don't even volunteer to do Kiddush Levana. Shlomo Kluger writes, it could be women are actually chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Why? Because it's not a time-bound mitzvah. It depends on the new moon. The new moon depends on time. But the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana doesn't depend directly on time, rather it depends on the new moon, which in turn depends on time. So it could be that that's not called a time-bound mitzvah. So it could be that this idea that the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer depends on the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, the theoretical possibility of bringing the Karban HaOmer, it could help us understand this Ramban, why it's not considered a time-bound mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer doesn't depend directly on time, it rather depends on the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, which in turn depends on time, and that's why the Ramban's position was that women are actually chayiv in the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. The Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes in the Magen Avraham that women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. We pass in Sefiras HaOmer is a time-bound mitzvah, and women are potter. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes, Kvar shavu alayu chayva, that the women have already accepted an obligation upon themselves to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says, I don't know, maybe it was that was the case in the times of Magen Avraham, but he says, he's unaware of when the women were makabel upon themselves a chiyuv to count Sfiras HaOmer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, they don't have a chiyuv to count Sfiras HaOmer. If she wants to, she can volunteer to count. There's no obligation to count, and they've not accepted upon themselves an obligation to count. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues that a woman should not count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. Even if she's going to volunteer, she shouldn't count with a bracha, because she might forget one of the nights of Sfiras HaOmer. And it's a logical argument, because women don't come to Maariv, to Daven and Shul. Many men would forget if they wouldn't come to Maariv. They remember, because they can count after Maariv. They remind them after Maariv, remember to count Sfiras HaOmer later. But women don't come to shul, so it could be that they would forget to count Sfiras HaOmer later on, because they have nothing to remind them to count Sfiras HaOmer. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes that a woman's going to count Sfiras HaOmer, she should not count to the bracha. Maybe she'll forget one of the nights throughout Sfiras HaOmer. What would be the major catastrophe if she forgets one night? Okay, so she forgot one night. What difference does it make? So I believe that the Mishnah Berurah is arguing if she forgets one night, so then all of the previous nights will be labeled as a bracha levatolo. So that's what he's concerned about. He's concerned that if she's going to forget one night, all of the previous nights will be a bracha levatolo, and therefore if she wants to volunteer to count Sfiras HaOmer, she should not count at all with a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and he writes that the minig of the woman in his place, was to count Sfiras HaOmer and to count with a bracha. And the Stipler is also quoted in his biography called the Aruch HaRabbeinu, that his opinion also was that the woman could count Sfiras HaOmer, and they could in fact count with a bracha. Why was the Aruch HaShulchan not concerned with the Mishnah Berurah's concern that perhaps a woman will forget one night to count Sfiras HaOmer and all of the previous nights will be labeled as a bracha levatolo? Were his women more conscientious that they would not forget one night? Presumably it's the same constituency as the Mishnah Berurah. So why was the Aruch HaShulchan, why was the Stipler not concerned with this, what seems to be a valid concern with the Mishnah Berurah, that a woman's going to forget one night, and then all of the previous nights will be labeled as a bracha levatolo. And I believe that is because the Aruch HaShulchan didn't have a different constituency, or he had a different position on policy. Rather, I believe that the position of the Aruch HaShulchan reflects a different understanding of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. And that is that the Aruch HaShulchan is arguing, even if you forget one night throughout Sfiras HaOmer, that does not label the previous nights a bracha levatolo. And therefore, he had no problem with a woman counting Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha, because even if she forgets one night, because she's not coming to shul, so it's possible she's not going to forget, she's not going to remember. Nonetheless, even if she forgets one night, that does not label the previous nights a bracha levatolo, and no harm will be caused by her counting the previous nights with a bracha. And I believe that is because the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan here are reflecting two different positions with regards to the fundamental understanding of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. The Taisus and Maseches Megillah and Avchafa Mebeis quotes the opinion of the Bahag, who had a very unique position amongst the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim did not agree to the Bahag, but the Bahag's opinion was that if a person forgets Sfiras HaOmer one night throughout Sfiras HaOmer, so then let's say he forgets to count at night, he should count during the day, without a bracha. If he forgets to count, that was the first psak of the Bahag, if you forget to count at night, you should count during the day, without a bracha. Then, he says, if you forget one whole 24-hour cycle of counting at night or during the day without a bracha, then you're out. You can no longer continue to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha at all. So those are the two psakim of the Bahag. Number one, if you forget to count at night, you should count during the day without a bracha. And if you forget a whole day, day and night, you can no longer count the Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha at all. And Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, who disagreed with the Bahag on both points. Rabbeinu Tam says, what? If you forget a night, you accomplish nothing by counting during the day. Because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos and Daf Samech Vav that there's no mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer during the day. The Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosai is Tamimois Tiyana. There's supposed to be seven complete weeks. So the Gemara asks, Emasai Hain Tamimois. When are they seven complete weeks? Only if you count at night. Because if you count during the day, so the previous part of the day wasn't counted. It's not labeled as counted. It's only labeled as counted. It's only seven complete weeks if you count at night. Then the whole day is a counted day. So the Gemara says, you're not supposed to count. You cannot count Sfiras HaOmer during the day. So Rabbeinu Tam's first question in the Bahag is, what do you accomplish by counting during the day without a bracha? You're not yet say anything. There's no mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer during the day. So forget that. If you forget to count at night, you accomplish nothing by counting during the day. And then Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. He said, so what? Even if you forget one 24-hour cycle, you forget a day and a night, doesn't mean you can't continue to count the coming nights with a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam said, just because you miss one day doesn't mean that you're out. You can continue to count the rest of the nights with a bracha. And in Shulchan Aruch, we are chayshish for the opinion of the Bahag, that if you forget one, that if you forget a night, you should count during the day. Rabbi Tam holds you accomplish nothing, but the Bahag held you did, so you should, we should be cheshish for the Bahag. And then if you forget one day and night, the whole cycle, then we pass in to be cheshish for the opinion of the Bahag, that you should not count the rest of the days with a bracha. It doesn't mean many people make a mistake in thinking, oh, if they miss one day, night and day, with a bracha, or they forget at night with a bracha, and then they forget during the day, that the whole mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is over for them. So it's not true. Well, cheshish for the Bahag, that you can't continue to count with a bracha, but many Rishonim disagreed with the Bahag. So you should continue to count without a bracha, because many Rishonim held you could continue to count with a bracha. So you wouldn't do that to be cheshish for the Bahag, but you should continue to count. Anyway, so in Shulchan Aruch, we are cheshish for the opinion of the Bahag, that if you forget one whole day, that you can no longer continue to count with a bracha. What is the pshat in the opinion of the Bahag, and what are the other Rishonim disagreeing with him about? So the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, understood, and I believe that this is the standard approach, is that the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam are arguing about whether the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah with 49 parts, or it's 49 independent mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam feels if you forget one day and one night, you can continue to count Sfiras HaOmer, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, each day is its own independent mitzvah. So let's say you forget one day, you forget day 15, doesn't mean that you can't count day 14, doesn't mean you can't count 16, 17, 18. Why not? Each day is its own separate mitzvah. So just because you forgot day 15 doesn't mean you can't count day 16. And the opinion of the Bahag is that no, this is one big mitzvah with 49 parts. So if you forget one part of the mitzvah, you're out, because you're missing that integral part. Every day is important. So if you forget that day, so you're out. So the opinion of the Bahag is that it's one big mitzvah with 49 parts. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that if a woman's going to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha and she's going to forget one night, so then all of the previous night, if it's one night and one day, all of the previous nights are going to be labeled as a bracha of Atala, because they're all part of a mitzvah which she's already missing a critical integral part. So all of the previous brachas are a bracha of Atala. It's one big mitzvah with 49 parts. So if you forget one part, all of the previous brachas that she made are bracha of Atalas. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah feels she should not count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha, because since she's not going to come to Marv to remind her to count Sfiras HaOmer, she might, there's a high likelihood, she's going to forget to count Sfiras HaOmer, and then all of the previous brachas will be labeled as a bracha of Atala, because according to the opinion of the Bahag, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah with 49 parts. However, I believe that the Aruch HaShulchan is not bothered with this concern, because the Aruch HaShulchan has a fundamentally different understanding of the opinion of the Bahag. It could be that the Aruch HaShulchan understood that the opinion of the Bahag is just like Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is 49 independent mitzvahs. Each night is its own mitzvah. So why does Rabbeinu Tam, why does the Bahag feel if you forget one day and one night, you can no longer continue to count with a bracha? That's for a different reason. That's because the Bahag feels that these 49 mitzvahs are part of a set. They're part of a progression. They're counting. And therefore, if you forget one night, you can no longer continue to count, because the progression has been broken. This point is highlighted by the Baal HaMor, who asks, how do we not count Sfiras HaOmer with the Sfeika D'Yoma? Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 11, maybe it's 12, maybe it's 13. We observe 2 days of Pesach, beginning because of a Sfeika D'Yoma. So how do we not count Sfiras HaOmer with the Sfeika D'Yoma if we're not sure which night it is? Magen Avraham asks a similar question. How do we count Sfiras HaOmer on the second night of Pesach? If we're counting Sfiras HaOmer, we're saying it's Chol HaMoed. Doesn't that disrupt the Kedush of the second night of Pesach? We don't make a bracha, says the Gemara, on the Shmini Atzeres, on the Sukkah, even though it's a Sfeika D'Yoma, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, because if we're going to make we sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but without a bracha, because if you make a bracha, it's going to disrupt the Kedush HaOmer of Shmini Atzeres. We'll be declaring that it's Chol HaMoed. So how do we declare that it's Chol HaMoed? By counting Sfiras HaOmer on the second night of Pesach. Is it Yom Tov or is it Chol HaMoed? And in fact, for that reason, the Baal Shem, and many continue this practice, and Maftali of Rav Shitz used to count Sfiras HaOmer at the end of the Seder. That's why it's printed all the way at the end of the Seder, because at the end of the Seder already now, it's not going to disrupt Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham held that since it doesn't come at the time of Kiddush, it doesn't disrupt Yom Tov. It comes after Maariv and Shul, so that doesn't disrupt the Yom Tov. It doesn't come at the time of Kiddush, whereas breaking a bracha and sitting in the Sukkah does come at the time of Kiddush. But either way, the Kashrut of the Baal HaMor does stand. How do we count Sfiras HaOmer on the second night of Pesach? 1, 2, 3, we should always count Sfiras HaOmer with the Sfeika D'Yoma. The Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav, explains that it's because the Sfiras HaOmer is accounting. And accounting has to be in order. You can't count maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 4. Accounting has to be certain, and it has to come in order. And once you forget one night, so you can't, let's say you forget night 15, you can't count 16, because 16 is out of order. That doesn't mean that 1 through 14 have been labeled as the Bracha of Atala. Each night is its own independent mitzvah. The reason why you can't count 16 if you forget 15 is because the progression has been broken. It has to be accounting. And since the progression has been broken, you can't continue counting. I believe that that is the pshat in the Bahag, because otherwise the opinion of the Bahag is entirely difficult. The Bahag's opinion was, if you forget to count during the day, if you forget to count at night, you should count during the day without a bracha. What do you accomplish? Rabbeinu Tam already asked them, Bahag, what do you accomplish by counting during the day without a bracha? The Gemara tells them, Maseches Menachos, one cannot be Yaitzei Sfiras HaOmer during the day. The Pasuk says, Shiva Shabbos as Tmimos Tiyena. There's supposed to be 7 complete weeks, you have to count at night. And even the Bahag's opinion cannot be that you Yaitzei Sfiras HaOmer during the day, because he held this without a bracha. So what do you accomplish, according to the Bahag, by counting during the day without a bracha? You're not Yaitzei in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. If you would be, you should make a bracha. And if you're not Yaitzei Sfiras HaOmer, what do you accomplish by counting during the day at all? Why does that allow you to continue counting in the future? And I believe that the opinion of the Bahag is that what counting during the day accomplishes is it serves as a placeholder for the coming night. Meaning if you counted 1 through 14 with the bracha, you get up to night 15. You forget night 15, you're going to count during the day without a bracha. You're not Yaitzei Sfiras HaOmer according to the Bahag during the day. If you would be, you should make a bracha. What then, the purpose does it serve? It serves as a placeholder in order to allow you to continue counting in the future. You missed out on night 15 if you didn't count at night. You're not Yaitzei day 15. But by counting during the day, that serves, gives you the ability now to count on day 16, because the progression has been preserved. You see the same idea from the opinion of Rav Haigoin that's quoted by the Bir Halacha. It happens also to be the opinion of the Sefer Chinuch, who disagree with the Bahag, and their opinion is that if a person forgets, let's say, night 15, and he forgets during the day also to count, so what he can do is on day 16, he could say, yesterday was day 15, tonight is day 16. What does he gain by saying yesterday was day 15? Again, you cannot be yotzei now for day 15. You can't be it. Day 15 is over. What it does is it serves as a placeholder to preserve the progression. That now there is an order that's preserved. Now we can call it a counting because you counted in order. And therefore, the progression has been preserved and you continue to count on day 16. But so it could be that the opinion of the Bahag is, the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and understanding the opinion of the Bahag is that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is not one big mitzvah with 49 parts. That if you forget one night and one day, that all the previous nights have been labeled as a bracha levatol, like the Mishnah Berurah. No. Even according to the opinion of Bahag, it's 49 independent mitzvahs. But the opinion of the Bahag is that it's a counting. And if there has to be a progression, it has to be in order. And if you forget one day and one night, so the order has been disrupted. The progression is over, and therefore you can no longer continue to count with a bracha. That's what you accomplish by counting during the day. That at least serves as a placeholder to allow you to continue to count in the future. You're not yotzei during the day, but it allows you to continue to count in the future because the progression has been preserved. It could be that this machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan is in fact the two opinions that are mentioned by the Sha'arei Tshuva about a katan who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer. Everybody who has a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer discusses this topic as the pshato. But what is a halach of a katan? Happens every year. What is the halach of a katan who is a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer? So the Sha'arei Tshuva quotes one opinion, that the katan cannot continue to count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha once it becomes bar mitzvah, because the previous nights that he counted were only mitam chiyuch. Now he's really chayav midrabanan. So on his on the plane of his new chiyuv midrabanan, it's like he never counted the previous nights. So he cannot continue to count now with a bracha. However, there's another opinion in the Sha'arei Tshuva, that if he counted the previous nights, even when he was a katan, but he counted the previous nights, so when he becomes bar mitzvah, let's say he becomes bar mitzvah on day 15, if he counted 1 through 14 when he was a katan, he can continue to count on 15, 16, 17 with a bracha. And I believe, again, that this reflects these two positions. If the pshat in the Bahag is that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah with 49 parts, so no matter, even if he counted when he was a katan, but on the plane, on the madrug, his new chiyuv midrabanan as a gadol, those nights are irrelevant, and he cannot continue to count with a bracha. He's missing integral parts of the mitzvah midrabanan. However, of the big mitzvah with 49 parts. However, if the pshat is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the opinion of the Bahag is, no, that it's a count, it's one, even according to the Bahag, it's 49 separate mitzvahs, just they have to come in a progression, they have to come in an order, because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is accounting. So then it could be that, as long as the katan counted day 1 through 14 when he was a katan, so he can continue to count 15, 16, 17, because the progression has been preserved. When he was a katan, he counted 1 through 14. So it is a counting, and now when he becomes a gadol, he can pick up right where he left off and start counting 15, 16, 17 with a bracha, because the progression of counting has been preserved. This opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan and his understanding of the Bahag that it's 49 independent mitzvahs, but they have to come in a progression and in an order, and that's why if you miss out And one night, you can no longer continue to count with the bracha, not because it's one big mitzvah that you're missing a part of it, but rather it's because the progression has been broken, and what you accomplish by counting during the day, you're not yotzei at all, but you accomplish during the day is to preserve the progression. So it could be that this could help us understand the contradiction in the a difficulty in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, again, as we mentioned, you're not allowed to count Sfiras HaOmer, not Yotzei if you count Sfiras HaOmer during the day, because the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos Tiyana, it's supposed to be 7 complete weeks. Emos Ayin Tamimos, when are they complete weeks that are counted? When you count at night. So Tosfos writes that perhaps it would be advantageous to count even Bein HaShemashes. Then the full day has been counted. Even when you count at night, let's say you're going to count at 10 o'clock at night. But part of the day wasn't counted. It'd be better to count as early in the night as possible. So Tosfos says maybe it would even be best to count Bein HaShemashes. And this can work for Tosfos, because Tosfos' opinion is that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only the Rabbanon. So during Bein HaShemashes, between Shkiyas HaCham and Tzeis HaKochavim, you could count, because you could say Safek the Rabbanon. Lekula, between Shkiyas HaCham and Tzeis HaKochavim, is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So say son, the whole mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, according to Tosfos, is that it depends on the actual bringing of the carbon HaOmer, is only the Rabbanon. So say Safek the Rabbanon Lekula, and count during Bein HaShemashes, and it's advantageous to do so, because now every drop of the night has been counted. However, Tosfos writes that it's not proper. He says in theory it's possible, but Tosfos writes it's not proper to do so, and perhaps Tosfos' opinion is because it's not right to put yourself to create a situation deliberately of Safek Derabbanon Lekula. We shouldn't create situations of Safek Derabbanon Lekula. The Mishnah Berurah writes already that you can't do like Tosfos if you're going to be chayshish for the opinion of the Rambam that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Midoraisa. Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Midoraisa, so you can never do like Tosfos. Because during Bein HaShemashes you can't count Sfiras HaOmer because it would be Safek Derayis of the Chumrah. That you shouldn't count now during Bein HaShemashes. Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We're not sure if it's day, we're not sure if it's night. So of course you'd have to wait till it's Vaday Laila. So either way, either according to Tosfos writes, we shouldn't create a situation of Safek Derabbanon Lekula deliberately. Or to be chayshish with the opinion of the Rambam that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Midoraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis, in Tuf Pei Test, Sif Beis, that Hamedaktikim, those who are careful by mitzvahs, don't count until it's Tzeis HaKochavim. Shouldn't count until Tzeis HaKochavim in order to make sure that you are yoytze the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, not to create a situation of Safek Derabbanon Lekula B'Yadayim, and to be chayshish with the opinion of the Rambam that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Midoraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch states unequivocally, Hamedaktikim ein ha'mseifim ad Tzeis HaKochavim. However, what's difficult is the Shulchan Aruch in the very next Sif, Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel writes, and it's very rare for the Shulchan Aruch to address the same topic twice in two, adjacent se'ifim, same halacha, twice in two separate se'ifim without referencing himself. So in the Sif Beis, he writes unequivocally, "Medarkim and Emsefer Matzeis Hakachavim Mechein Roy Lasais." Then in Sif Gimel, writes the Shulchan Aruch, "Hamispal Matzibur Mibayid Yoyim." A person's davening with a tzibur Mibayid Yoyim. What does that mean? In the previous day, he should count without a bracha. And if he remembers at night, then he should count with a bracha. So what's going on? We just said you shouldn't count until it's night. So why is he counting now when miba'od yoyim without a bracha? And if he remembers at night, if it was yotze then with a bracha, without a bracha, has to count at night with a bracha. So in order to make sense of all of this, the Mishnah Berurah adds, but he adds a lot. The Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel is talking about a person who's davening with a tzibur, miba'od yoyim means Bein HaShemashes. They're davening Bein HaShemashes. And they're going to do not like HaMedaktikim. They're not Medaktikim. So they're going to count Bein HaShemashes. However, he doesn't want to do that. So what should he do? So he should count on condition. He should count on Latanai. I'm counting now Sfiras HaOmer. If I don't remember later, I want to be Yotze now and rely on the Safek Derabbanon Lekula of Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShemashes. If I do remember later on, then I don't want to be Yotze now and I'll count later on with a bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah understood, and some shuls do like that. They count Bein HaShemashes, they're going to daven Mincha Maariv, they count Bein HaShemashes with a Tanai, without a Bracha, and if you remember later on, you're going to count with a Bracha. If you don't remember later on, you will Yotze Bein HaShemashes, because Safek Derabbanon Lekula, like Tosfos of the Mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer nowadays only Midrabbanon. However, it's somewhat difficult, because the Shulchan Aruch then addressed the same topic again in the next Sif, but he doesn't reference himself, and the Mishnah Berurah added a lot to the what is in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Bir Halacha quotes a different pshat in the name of the Acharonim, and in fact, what the Bir Halacha quotes the name of the Acharonim was the minig of Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes. That no, the Shulchan Aruch here is not talking about the same case. Here, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a totally different thing. Shulchan Aruch, when he says here Mibayid Yoyim, doesn't mean Bein HaShemashes. In Sif Gimel, he told you don't count Bein HaShemashes. You got to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. In Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is not counting Bein HaShemashes. Mibayid Yoyim means from the time of Plaga Mincha. from the time of Pagah Mincha. You're not yoytis of the previous day. Meaning of the day of the 14th, when it comes to Pagah Mincha, day 14, I'm going to start counting for day 15. So Shulchan Aruch says, HaMispal Matzimim Ben Yibi Boid Yoyim. They're davening Ma'arav at Pagah Mincha. Like the opinions that you can daven Ma'arav already at the Pagah Mincha. That's what they're doing. So my name, Ma'arav B'loi Bracha, you should count without a Bracha at Pagah Mincha. Not Bein HaShmashas. That's what he taught in Sif Gim. We say you shouldn't do that. Here you're counting a Pagah Mincha. So says Bi Allah, of course you're not Yaitse then. You're not Yaitse then at all. Therefore, if you remember at night, you should count with a Bracha. Without any Tanai. There's no stipulations here. There's no conditions that you made. That would be the case if Shulchan Aruch should have said so. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that because there is no condition. You're counting at the Pagah Mincha. Of course you're not Yaitse then at all. And if you remember at night, you should count with a Bracha. So then what's the point of counting at Pagah Mincha if you're not Yaitse at all? Because that serves as a placeholder to preserve the progression for the following day. So if you happen to forget the following day, you won't be Yaitse day 15 if you counted on day 14 after the Pagah Mincha. But at least the progression will be preserved. And you can count on day 16 with a Bracha. Meaning, so the Shulchan Aruch here is not talking about one who's counting Ben Hashmashos with the Tanai. Shulchan Aruch here is talking about counting at the time of Pagah Mincha for the next for the coming day. Well, of course you're not Yoytze at that time, but Pagah Mincha. And therefore, if you remember a night, you count with a bracha. But what it does is it preserves the progression, much like the opinion of the Bahag, who held that if a person forgets a night, he should count during the day, even though you're not Yoytze during the day. But at least that preserves the progression. This idea, that Sfiras HaOmer is 49 independent mitzvahs, but they have to come in a progression, they have to come in order, I believe carries with it a very important and a very critical message for us as we go through the days of Sfiras HaOmer. The Chiddush Rishonim already asked, the Chizkuniyah, Parshas Emor, the Sefer HaChinuch, others, that why is it that the Yom Tov of Shavuot seems to get shortchanged? It seems to be different than all the other Yom Tovim. All the other Yom Tovim get a Yom Kavua. They get a set day on the calendar. Shavuos doesn't even get a date on the calendar. It's 50 days from the second day of Pesach. Strange. And moreover, the day of Shavuos is unique in that the name of the Yom Tov doesn't represent that which we are celebrating, that which we're commemorating on the day. The day of Shavuos, of course, is in celebration of Zman Matan Tarasenu, as we say during davening. So how come the name of the Yom Tov doesn't correspond to that which we're celebrating like it does on Sukkot, so that on Pesach? And the Chizkuni explained in Sefer HaChinuch and many others, that is because the themes of Shavuos and of Sfiras HaOmer are intimately linked. They're in fact one common theme. And that is because during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, we are really preparing ourselves in anticipation of the Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. So Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos are not two independent themes, but rather the days of Sfiras HaOmer are meant to prepare ourselves to use as achana to be worthy of accepting the Torah on Shavuos. The Chiddush HaRim comments, well-known comment, that the 49 days of Shavuot of Sfiras HaOmer correspond to the 48 Kinyanim of Torah that are mentioned in the 6th parak of Maseches Avos. Because each one of the days of Sfiras HaOmer a person is supposed to work on, to fix one, or to be kind of one of these Kinyanim of Torah, to work on one of these 48 Kinyanim of Torah that are mentioned by the Mishnah Maseches Avos. Ah! It's off by one. Every good Chassidus Shavuot is off by one. So what do you do with there's 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, only 48 Kinyanim of Torah? So it says, Chedush HaRim, one day is for Chazara. Other Mepharshim give very beautiful answers also, but he says, no, it's one day that you need before Shavuos in order to Chazar. Chazar is critical. But I believe that this idea that the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer correspond to the 48 Kinyanim of Torah that a person has to work on to be worthy of accepting the Torah and Shavuos also has a critical message, and that is it's a progression. Becoming, working on ourselves, fixing ourselves during the days of Sfiras HaOmer is a progression. It must come in order. A person cannot work on one Kinyan of Torah at the expense of something else. It has to be all in order, and you need them there. You have to work on this, then work on that, then work on this, then work on that. You can't skip stages in growth, in working on Avodas Hashem. You have to go in order, and also a person has to have every day there. You can't focus on one day at the expense of a different day. The Pasuk tells us in Parashas Emor that one of the mumim, one of the blemishes that would invalidate to disqualify a carbon, disqualify an animal, for being brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash was that it would be a sarua. What is sarua? Rashi says that one limb was greater than all the other limbs. And the Mepharshim note that this mum is different than all the other mumim that are mentioned. It's different than all the other mumim that are mentioned. Because all the other mumim that are mentioned are objective mumim. Meaning if it has a broken limb, it's missing a limb, it has a limb which is mangled, these are things that would invalidate any animal. However, we hear that it has one limb that's bigger than all the other limbs. This is not an objective moment. If it would be in a bigger animal, it would be kosher, meaning if it would fit with all the other limbs, it would be fine. The only problem is that it doesn't correspond to the rest of the limbs of this animal. And perhaps we see from here that there's a mum called sarua, that if a person focuses on one thing, one of his limbs are greater than all of the other limbs, they're bigger, he focuses on one thing at the expense of something else, that itself is a mum. Meaning you can't have one limb bigger than everything else. A person has to focus on all areas of Avodas Hashem. He can't focus on just Bein Odom L'Chaveroi and forget about Bein Odom L'Makom. He can't just focus on davening and forget about everything else. He can't focus on Limud Torah and forget about everything else. He can't focus on Bein Odom L'Chaveroi and forget about everything else. A person has to work on becoming a Sholem. And you can't have one limb greater than all the other limbs. Otherwise, that's a mum. That's a blemish and invalidates an animal from being brought as a carbon. Rav Nissen Alp, in his Hesped for Rav Moshe, which was later on printed in the journal Am HaTorah, writes that Rav Moshe was unique amongst many Gedolim, because many Gedolim, says Rav Nissen Alp, are Gedolim in one area of Avodas Hashem, but not necessarily in all areas. You have some people are Gedolim in Eitzah, in Hadrocha, some are Gedolim in Psach, this one's a Gedolim in Hasmada, this one's a Gedolim in Chesed. But very rarely do you find a Gadol who's a Gadol in all areas of Avodas Hashem. And he said that that was Rav Moshe, that he was a Gadol HaSholem. He was a Gadol in all areas of Avodas Hashem. And I believe that that is our Avodah during the Yemei HaSfiras, to work on every area of our Avodas Hashem, not one area at the expense of something else, but it has to come in a progression. You need all 49 days, and they have to come in order, because the person has to work on all of his areas of Avodas Hashem to be worthy of accepting the Torah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Pasuk describes Sfiras HaEmer as Shivas Shabbosais Tamimais. It's supposed to be 7 complete weeks. And the Medrash comments, Emas Ayin Tamimais, when are they complete? Only if a person is Eisen Ritzayna Shomakom, then are they 7 complete weeks. Otherwise, they're not 7 complete weeks. So the Alexander Rebbe asked in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, that why are they only 7 complete weeks if a person is Eisen Ritzayna Shomakom the whole time? A person counted every single day of Sefiras HaEmer, why are they complete? Why are they only complete if he's Eisen Ritzayna Shomakom the whole time? And Alexander Rebbe explains that it's because, generally speaking, a person can only affect the moment in time that's right in front of him. You can't live off the past, or be held hostage by the past. And a person cannot change the future. All he can do is live in the present. So all he has in front of him is the present. However, that's only true if a person is not working towards one goal the entire time. If a person is on one trajectory, working towards one thing for an extended period of time, so that unites all those moments in time, and unites that whole block of time as one, because through the whole time he's working towards one tachlis, towards one kivun, towards one goal at the end. So it could be that Sfiras HaEmer is viewed as a block of time only if it's Eisen Ritzayna Shomakom the whole time. It's only called Shiva Shavuos, 7 complete weeks, if it's all focused on Eisen Ritzayna Shomakom. If he wants to complete one task, one trajectory the whole time, that unites the entire period of time as one. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Chayesara, Avram Zokein Baba Yomim. Avram was getting old, advanced in days. So the Zohar HaKadosh comments, Hevi Imois Kol Yomav. At the end of his life, he brought with him all of his days. What does it mean, he brought with him all of his days? Explains to Gedal Yishar and Sefer Gedal Yo, that what it means is that his whole life was working towards one goal, towards one trajectory of achieving Shleimos in Avodas Hashem. And therefore, all of his days were with him at the end of his life. And so too, the days of Sfiras HaEmer, Avodah during Sfiras HaEmer, is not to forget about one day, but rather to focus on every single day of Sfiras HaEmer, to go into progression, to work on ourselves, on all of the men, Ches, Kinyanim of Torah, hopefully to achieve Shleimus and our Avodas Hashem, to be worthy of accepting the Torah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos.